Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
All right, let's get to Steve Dale, because we've been talking about fireworks so much. And last night, Steve, you reached out to me. You said, hey, Anna, I mean, people, pets don't like the fireworks. And so many people with pets are like, yeah, this is a stressful time. And you said, I have some ideas, some ways to help pet owners get their pets through this whole thing. So happy Friday to you, Steve.
Happy Friday to you as well. I mean, it's like no wonder pets are terrified. I mean, no one can explain that we are celebrating a holiday. It's not that they're unpatriotic. And they hear so much better than we do. So if that is loud to us and unexpected at 3 a.m, I don't believe what your guest said about, oh, they're planning for their families and events and picnics. Not at 3 a.m. when I'm hearing this stuff. And if we're startled and fall out of bed because they're so loud, imagine how loud it is to our pet.
Yeah. How about it? And that, I mean, look, my dog right now, is okay with it, just sort of a little freaked out, moderately. But the dog I had growing up, if he even heard fireworks, I mean, find like some hole, the deepest, darkest hole in the house and just hide there and like shake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty bad. So like, you know, you do see that, right? Are your dogs like very, are they really sensitive to this?
Our pets are okay that we currently have, but I've experienced exactly what you've experienced, and it is actually common for pets. You know, one can argue it's adaptive. If you hear a loud, sudden noise and you don't know what it is,
right. There's
no explanation. You're going to run or hide, and our pets are doing the same thing.
It's probably the right thing to do, right? It's a little unsettling. You sort of brace yourself, freeze maybe, or get a little stunned.
Yeah.
But that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
So what do we do, Steve? How do we get through this? Hopefully it's July 5th and we're done with it, because I think we've all had enough of it. It's a little too much, I think, quality of life wise. But what do you do?
So we are enough in advance here where for some dogs that react, and the good news is I'm so happy for those of you who adopted or are fostering animals now and you don't know their history, but for most people, most of the time, we know. So if your dog previously has been terrified, it's a good bet that your dog will even be more terrified this year. That's usually how it goes. Mm-hmm. But there's enough advance time now to potentially, he says, do what's called desensitize and counter condition. So you can play sounds of fireworks. Go to YouTube, easy way to do it. And just play fireworks sounds at a very low level. The dog is way away from the speaker in another part of the house, interacting in a fun way, playing with a squeaky toy. So the squeaky toy is actually making more noise than the fireworks, or maybe the dog is eating, but doing something else. And over time, you gradually pump up the volume. So over time, the dog will become desensitized to that sound and also counter condition, which means the dog will actually associate something good like play or food with the sound of fireworks. Does that work all the time? No, but it can work. And even if it doesn't completely work, it absolutely can help. Now, for dogs that are really, really freaked out, what we can do, because they're not going to even tolerate sounds at a certain level. And by the way, when that level gets too high, if the dog becomes afraid, just tone down the sound. Yeah, it means you've gone too far too fast. You can use a pheromone diffuser for dogs. It's called Adaptil for cats. And a lot of cats can be afraid too, by the way, although cats seem to do better at this. And what cats are able to do better than dogs is just like go under a bed and deal with it. It's like they're looking at their watch saying, I know this is going to be done in an hour. I don't like it, but it's okay. I'll deal with it. Dogs tend to react in a more in a way that we could see how unhappy they are. But it doesn't mean the cats are happy about it either. In any case, there are pheromone products that could be used. There are nutritional supplements that can be used. But for dogs that are absolutely out of their minds, terrified, inconsolable is the word I like to use, nothing you can do can help. Now is the time to pick up the phone, call your veterinarian, explain to your veterinarian what's going on. I don't like to mention drugs on the air, but this one is specifically meant and labeled for noise aversion, it's called, and it's called Cilio, S-I-L-E-O. The only way you could get it, the only way you should get it, is through your veterinarian.
So Cilio, S-I-L-E-O, if you're in really, really, your pet's in really, really rough shape. Are there like natural things, like the things that they, they have doggy supplements? I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, yeah, there are lots of possibilities out there. So I'm not going to go through all the nutritional supplements because we'd be on the phone forever now. There's so many, quote, calming products out there. One is called a thunder shirt that dogs actually wear. It's a vest.
Right.
It kind of has a swaddling sort of action for them. And something I recommend, if your dog is just annoyed, isn't quite the right word, but bothered, and you know your dog or cat is really upset by it, but dealing with it, what you can do is try to distract. You know, take a food puzzle, interact with some toys, definitely choose a room that can be quiet, close the windows to help, close the shades, if indeed you live close enough to see reflections of the fireworks, and also pump up a certain talk radio station, and that way the dog is hearing something else and not necessarily hearing the fireworks as loud.
WGN is the solution to all of the life's problems, I think. Let's Joe, go ahead, jump in.
Yeah.
I want to have Joe jump in here. He's been waiting on the phone for a little bit. Go ahead, jump in online on air here, Joe. Go ahead, Anna, WGN. Hey.
I had my last dog was put down 2 years ago, but for 11 years he had not one problem with fireworks. But his 12th year, he became deathly afraid of them for some reason and went under our bed every time somebody would blow it off.
Yeah. I can't
answer there for a long time.
I can't answer as to why it happened suddenly like that. Maybe there was a firework sound that was closer or louder, or you were out for a walk and the dog was in the yard and the dog experienced this. We get thunderstorm anxieties occurring a lot like that, where the dog has to be out in a storm, and it's just louder, or the specific clap of thunder is like over your house. And we see the dog.
He was never afraid of any noises whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
never was.
The good news, by the way, it usually works in reverse for very elderly animals because they don't hear it.
I know, and that's one thing I was grateful for, because if I had had to deal with all that for his entire life, I'd have probably pulled my hair out.
Yeah.
That was pretty wild, though. I couldn't understand why he changed so quickly.
Yeah.
It is strange. Well,
it could be something like I suggested. The good news is we can do more today than even 5 years ago, because most of these products weren't out even a couple of years ago. The most exciting thing, potentially, that I get asked about a lot, by the way, Anna, is CBD.
Thank you, Joe. Is what?
Okay, thank you.
CBD. People want to know, can that help anxiety, particularly for things like thunderstorms or fireworks in dogs? And the answer to that is...
Yes?
I don't know.
You don't know something in the pet world, Steve Dale? Mark this down. I'm writing this down.
Well, anecdotally, yes, it seems to help some dogs and some cats. Having said that, here's what we do know. There is no study, and I like scientific studies, there is no study demonstrating that it will help. In addition to that, not all CBD products, by the way, are the same. In fact, some, even labeled for pets, can contain things like cyanide in them, if you really look carefully. So,
well, they're not exactly FDA regulated, all of them. Mm-hmm.
They're not, yeah, exactly. They're not FDA regulated at all, and that's part of the problem. So ask your veterinarian before choosing one of those. There's a probiotic from Purina called Calming Care that really does seem to help some of these dogs. Our gut is connected to our brain, and we know that, so it's not a surprise that it can work. There's an interesting new product that's called the Calmer Canine, and this it looks like a little halo that fits over the dog's head, actually. And this uses what's called, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Targeted pulsed electromagnetic fields. Ooh, it sounds kind of Star Trek-y, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But it really does seem to help. It does help dogs with separation anxiety, we know that. And we also know that dogs that have separation anxiety are more likely to have thunderstorm anxiety, anxiety to fireworks, and that kind of thing.
Hey, Steve, let's try to get Becky in here. Becky, go ahead. You're on WGN.
Oh, sure. You guys were just talking about some really super technical stuff, but I'm just going to go back to basics. Just reminding people to make sure that they're their doors are secure, their gates are secured, because so many pets get out of their yards and get lost during this time of the year.
Yeah.
So
it's a great point.
I love you, Becky. Yeah, that's and microchip, you know, I just wrote a piece about what not to do. And please make sure the door is closed. Make sure your pets have identification. I'm never a fan of tethering dogs in backyards.
No.
But there are people that do that, and the dogs try to escape and actually choke themselves to death.
Oh, gosh.
One of the things that I had found that that helped with one of our dogs, too, is I just tethered a leash around my waist and hooked him up to the leash just so he could feel like he was close to me, that he was safe, he was secure, and that seemed to help with him, too.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Becky. For a lot of dogs, I can see where that will help. And if you look on the Internet and read Dr. Google, you will hear that that by calming your dog, reinforcing your dog, telling your dog everything will be okay, is actually reinforcing the fear. That is rubbish.
Yeah.
That is not true. So it's actually the humane thing to do, and it makes you feel better, too, I suspect, is to tell your dog or cat.
Nothing worse than having a drooling dog back and forth
or
in your
shaking
house.
Or hiding or freaking out dog. I agree.
It's awful.
Yep.
Thank you, Becky. Right, thanks for your call. Thanks for bringing us down to basics.
So I really appreciate you both.
It was feeling like a science class there for a second. There, trying to learn all the new names of the new drugs and supplements. But you know everything, so you're always leading us to the right places. Steve, we got to run, and thanks for reminding us of what's important, how to protect our pets at this time, and have a good weekend.
Thank you for the opportunity. It is important. Thank you, Anna.